Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of Visionary IT. This podcast is where technology meets strategy, and we're going to explore how businesses can leverage IT to drive their success, both securely and efficiently.
And hey, we won't just be tossing around buzzwords here. I think you'll find we're all about practical, no-nonsense advice you can actually use. Because let's face it, IT is confusing enough without, you know, overcomplicating things.
Right, Reed. So the goal for Visionary IT is to cut through the jargon to give you the actionable insights. Each episode, we'll tackle pressing IT challenges, share best practices, and discuss emerging trends, all geared toward helping small and mid-sized businesses thrive.
And let's not forget, we want to make this relatable too. I mean, IT should be an enabler, not a source of stress, right? So besides diving into strategies, we'll chat about stuff that actually solves problems. Like, spoiler alert, how co-managed IT can help overwhelm teams without replacing them. Pretty cool, huh?
Exactly. And to give our listeners an edge, we'll be breaking down key concepts that are critical for enhancing IT performance while staying secure and cost-effective. It's all about empowering them with the knowledge they need to succeed in today's digital landscape.
Oh, totally. And not to brag, but between us, we've got decades of experience helping SMBs find their footing in this tech-heavy world. So we're going to bring that expertise and have some fun while we're at it. Trust me, it won't be all firewalls and patch updates.
Well said. So if you're ready to optimize your IT strategy and learn from real-world examples, you're in the right place.
And hey, if nothing else, stick around just to find out how Gar puts up with me. You know, it's going to be a great ride.
Well, speaking of me putting up with Reed, let's jump into today's topic, co-managed IT services. At its core, it's really about partnership. Think of it as bringing in reinforcements for your in-house IT team, working hand in hand, not, you know, replacing anyone.
Yeah, it's more like hiring some extra hands during crunch time, but only when and where you need them. Makes sense, right?
Exactly, Reed. The idea is to optimize resources and address challenges without the huge overhead of expanding your IT department. And the benefits can be pretty incredible. For example, cost reductions can range from 25% to even 45%.
Which is huge, especially for SMBs. I mean, for most of them, hiring just one full-time IT pro can be a serious budget hit, right?
That's a great point. And it's not just about costs. Operational efficiency can improve by up to 65%, which can be a game changer for organizations trying to stay competitive in a fast-paced digital world.
And let's not forget cybersecurity. I mean, all it takes is one ransomware attack. They're happening every 11 seconds these days, which honestly is just terrifying for a small business executive.
True. And unfortunately, statistics show that 60% of SMBs never recover from a major data breach. So having the right cybersecurity tools and partners like an MSP is often essential for survival.
Yeah, like no pressure, but it kind of feels like this is what separates those who thrive from those who, well, just barely hang on. So really, this service gives your team the bandwidth to focus on the big picture rather than just fighting fires all day long.
Exactly. A co-managed IT service helps alleviate those pain points. You've got an overburdened team. This approach scales with your needs, providing support where it's most critical.
And it's not just the techie stuff. It brings some calm to the chaos, you know, helping internal teams do what they're best at instead of drowning in endless tasks makes everyone's job more enjoyable.
Absolutely. Co-managed IT is about balance and strengthening what you already have. And the results speak for themselves.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of results, You got to hear about some of the success stories we've seen with this model. Trust me, it'll blow your mind.
You're absolutely right, Reed. Let's dive into one of those success stories. One example that stands out is our collaboration with a life sciences consulting company. They were facing significant infrastructure challenges, but didn't want to fully outsource IT. So we partnered with their internal team, focusing on areas like device management, patching, and other critical support functions.
And here's the cool part. They weren't just treading water anymore. This partnership let their in-house team actually focus on big picture stuff, the kind of strategic initiatives that drive real growth. I mean, how often do you hear about IT folks getting to innovate instead of just putting out fires all day?
Exactly. And that shift in focus does more than just improve operations. It boosts morale. When your IT team isn't buried under routine tasks, they can work smarter, not harder. It's transformative for staff satisfaction and retention.
Happy IT teams make happy businesses after all. But wait, let's talk about that construction company we worked with. This one's wild. They came to us after struggling with another provider. We stepped in and fixed 14, no, no, 15 critical issues in just a matter of days. Some of these were like massive, how did this get missed kind of problems.
That was a great case study in what a tailored needs-based approach can accomplish. The flexibility of co-managed IT allowed us to target their problem areas without overstepping their internal team's roles. It's the perfect balance of support and collaboration.
Right. And you know what's key there? The scalability of this model. Like, it doesn't matter if you're dealing with seasonal peaks, rapid growth, or a total tech hiccup. They found a solution that worked right now, but also grows with them. Like, that adaptability, that's the game changer.
And let's not forget that it's also cost effective. You're not locked into an inflexible arrangement. Instead, you get exactly what you need when you need it while keeping the financials manageable.
It's a win-win, no doubt. It takes the pressure off internal teams, so they finally have breathing room to focus on where they add the most value, which could be something like launching new projects or streamlining their current operations. That's the kind of ROI that's hard to ignore.
Absolutely. And stories like these show that co-managed IT is more than just a supplemental service. It's really a strategic advantage. Reed, those stories really highlight how co-managed IT can be a game changer. But let's shift gears a little bit and talk about how to pick the right partner, because not all service providers deliver the same level of expertise or value.
Yeah, so there are some real gems out there. And then, well, let's just say there are providers you wouldn't want to rely on during a system outage at midnight.
We've heard our fair share about those providers, which leads me to the first point. The first thing you really want to prioritize is excellent service quality. Does the provider have a track record for fast response times, clear communication, and solutions that actually solve problems?
Right. For example, we tell our clients that when someone picks up the phone and calls us, they'll be speaking to a technical expert in just 15 seconds. That's someone who can help them solve their problem. So looking for response times is a big one. That's got to be a lifesaver for so many businesses. I mean, who has time for endless hold music when your systems are down?
True. Timeliness aside, it's also critical to ensure the MSP aligns with your industry. If they don't understand the unique challenges your business faces, whether it's compliance, security needs, or scalability, you're not going to get the kind of support you need.
And let's be honest, Gar, it's not just about them knowing your industry. It's about them actually caring about your goals. Are they outcome driven? Do they clearly outline how their services will help you meet your objectives?
Exactly. And a transparent service level agreement, an SLA, is key here. It lays out the expectations for both sides so you know what you're getting and they know how to deliver without any ambiguity.
Oh yeah, no more. I thought that was included surprises. An SLA is basically the contract that saves friendships, or, you know, in this case, partnerships.
Well said. And beyond that, I always tell businesses to ask for references and reviews. See what others have to say about the providers you're interviewing. A company with a proven track record, like over 200 five-star Google reviews and detailed case studies, that's usually a strong indicator of reliability.
Yeah, because let's face it, anyone can talk the talk, but if they can't back it up with real-world proof, it's probably a red flag.
Exactly. Now, another area to evaluate is security. For instance, does the provider have leading benchmarks, like a strong score on platforms like Security Scorecard? In today's world, cybersecurity has to be a priority.
Oh, no kidding. It's wild out there. I mean, you really can't leave security up to chance.
Agreed. And don't forget scalability. The right MSP grows with you, adapting to changes like seasonal peaks or rapid expansion without locking you into rigid terms.
Right. And it's not just about keeping up with growth either. It's about avoiding paying for services you don't need, like only scaling when it makes sense for your business.
That adaptability ensures cost efficiency. And speaking of costs, one big misconception I'd like to clear: the co-managed model is not just for those with large budgets. It's tailored to complement what you already have, filling gaps without replacing your team or ballooning your overhead.
Oh, totally. It's like a booster pack for your IT team. Whether you're dealing with routine maintenance or big picture projects, it's cost effective and honestly a no-brainer for a lot of SMBs.
Absolutely. And if you're still not convinced, remember, the goal is to enable your team and business to thrive. A good MSP like Teal is a partner who measures success by the success of their clients. That's what makes all the difference.
And with that, I guess we can finally say we've covered it all, from what co-managed IT is to how to find the right partner. Feeling good about this one?
Definitely. And to all our listeners, choosing the right IT partner could redefine how your business operates. Take your time, vet your options, and don't settle for anything less than a true strategic ally.
Well said, Gar. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And hey, if you've got questions or want to explore your options, you know where to find us. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. Stay visionary, stay secure, and we'll see you in the next episode.